السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وبعد. Yesterday we discussed the name of Allah, Al-Jaleel, which is translated as that being who is full of grandeur. And we said it comes from the root word Jalal, which means greatness. And Allah's greatness is such that it equally encompasses every aspect of Allah's dhat, meaning Allah's being, and every aspect of Allah's sifat, Allah's qualities. Unlike humans who achieve some degree of greatness in one thing or in two things, but you can never achieve full greatness even in one thing or any greatness in multiple things. Whereas Allah achieves the full greatness in every aspect of His being and every aspect of His quality. Simultaneously, Allah is totally unique. لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. When it comes to the dhat of Allah, the being of Allah, and the sifat and the qualities of Allah, there is nothing that can be compared to Allah. Certain terminologies are used for our understanding, where we say Allah can see and Allah can hear, meaning Allah is all aware. But Allah does not hear like we hear, and Allah does not see like we see. We should be very careful. I explained this yesterday. It's a point of aqidah that we do not in any way compare any of the creation to Allah in any one of the attributes of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٍ. There is none that can compare or that can any way be equal to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Now, today we discuss another name of Allah, Al-Kareem. Al-Kareem, the being who grants without being asked. Without asking Him, He grants you. There are certain things which Allah grants us after we ask Him, because Allah loves that we ask Him. But think about it. Did we ask Allah for the air that we breathe? Did we ask Allah for the water that we drink? For the food that we enjoy? So Allah is Kareem. He's that being who grants without being asked, number one. And number two, He doesn't need any means to give you what you need or to give you what He wants to give you. If a human, even if it's your own father, your own mother, they require means. Your father may want to buy you the biggest house, but he doesn't have the money. He wants to give you the best opportunity, but he doesn't have the ability. Allah gives without being asked, and Allah gives without being dependent on the means to give. And Allah can give without His resources in any way becoming depleted. There's no, your father can have money, he can give you, but at some point you say, you know, things are getting tight on my end also. Allah can give and give and give, and Allah doesn't tire of giving, and Allah does not in any way exhaust His resources. Then Al-Kareem is that being, is that Allah is pleased to give him, even though he never asked. And then if he shows gratitude to Allah, Allah praises him. Allah praises him. أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الرَّاشِدُونَ, as an example in the Quran. Allah gave sabr to Ayyub alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah gave him the sabr. Then Allah says, نِعْمَ الْعَبْدِ. What a beautiful servant he was. What a wonderful servant he was. إِنَّا وَجَدْنَاهُ صَابِرًا. We found him to have sabr. Allah gave him the sabr. But when he exercised that sabr, that bounty which Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given him, then Allah praised him for it. That's Al-Kareem. Allah gave it to you, and then Allah praises you for using it in the right way. Al-Kareem is that being whose favors are granted to all. Rich, poor, black, white, sinner, obedient, Muslim, non-Muslim. The air that we breathe, that's just one example I've given because of the sake of time. Allah doesn't say, okay, you Muslim, you can take more oxygen. You non-Muslim, you have to take a little less oxygen. You tahajjud guzar, you get more oxygen. You don't even read one namaz, no oxygen for you. Allah gives to whomsoever He wants, and He gives to everybody. They say Al-Kareem is that being who grants and who forgives even though he has the ability to punish. When he promises, inna wa'adallahi haqq, he fulfills his promises. He abandons, he helps those who the whole world has abandoned. He helps those whom the whole world has abandoned. He does not punish even when he ultimately punishes without justice. And he gives honor and he grants izzat to whomsoever he wants, even if they did not ask him of it and even if they were not deserving of it. So in essence, Al-Kareem is that being who grants without being asked. And that being who grants without his resources running out. And that being who grants without requiring any means to grant you and to bestow upon you and to bless you. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us the understanding.